KPIX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a joint briefing, President Trump and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer expressed disappointment and frustration with Russia's President Vladimir Putin over continued strikes on Ukrainian cities. ABC's Karen Travers says Starmer felt the allies must ramp up the pressure on Russia.
The president was not cleared what kind of pressure he would be willing to put on President Putin to get him to agree to a peace settlement. In fact, the pressure he was talking about was on European countries who are still purchasing oil from Russia. And at this point, it's only just a handful because most of those countries had stopped doing it 3.5 years ago when the war began.
A key CDC vaccine advisory panel meeting today and tomorrow to review and vote on vaccine policies for children. It includes the MMRV, hepatitis B, and COVID-19 vaccines. Medical groups sounding the alarm due to the new members who have expressed vaccine skepticism. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. Investors bolstered by yesterday's interest rate cut. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Another name joins the race for Wisconsin governor, the second new candidate this week. Francesca Hong announced her candidacy today. Hong has repped Madison in the state assembly since 2021. She's the first Asian American member of the Wisconsin legislature. She's a chef and first ran for state office to advocate for restaurant workers during the pandemic. Since then, she's campaigned on a progressive working class platform, and she referenced that in her first campaign video released this morning, shot at a restaurant near the Capitol.
It's so stressful to get by these days, and I know a lot about stress. I work in restaurants. I started in this kitchen 15 years ago, and you might recognize what's across the street. A lot of people in that building don't get why it's so hard to get by right now. Working hard doesn't mean you can always keep up. One wrong step can lay you out flat. This is by design.
Shortly thereafter, she was live on the air with Civic Media's Pat Kreitlow.
Universal child care and fully funded public schools, guaranteed paid leave and cheaper health care. These are transformative policies that I think are the responsible and practical ones where people will feel and they will know that this is what can improve their lives.
So far, the Democratic field of candidates is more crowded than the Republican one. Hong is up against State Senator Kelda Royes, who announced she's running Monday, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and Milwaukee businessman Ryan Sternad. Two Republicans have declared their candidacy, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman and businessman Bill Berrien. The primaries are next August, and the general election will follow a few months later in November. That may also mean Hong's seat in the assembly is up for grabs. She represents the 76th district entirely in Dane County. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The magic number is 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers one step closer to locking up the Central Division with a 9-2 win over the Angels at AmFam Field. They go for the sweep today. Blake Perkins with great play in center field and 5 runs batted in. Perkins on what it meant for him after the game.
I mean, definitely like confidence boost, you know, being able to come through for the guys, that's always big. I mean, all these guys support me every day. It's good to have some results like go my way.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers and Maryland Terrapins this Saturday at 11 a.m. Camp Randall Stadium in Madison. The Packers, were their first road trip, face a tough Browns defense in Cleveland. Right tackle Zach Tom was out last week after suffering a bruised hip and thigh.
It's kind of hard to run. That's like the main thing. I feel like moving side to side, I'm good. But like anything that involves me trying to like get out and open up, then I can kind of feel it a little bit. But yeah, we just got to work through it.
That's Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom with Sports on Mike Clemens.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Mostly sunny and stuck in the heat. High temperatures today still soar to the mid-80s. And tonight, clouds start to increase with a chance of showers through the overnight and possibly early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, we'll have a dry afternoon, more clouds, and slightly cooler, high scrape 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Hermans.
When we moved here, I called the Y because my daughter was like, I don't know, 7 years old. I said, hey, I'm calling about your beginner's gymnastics class. I'm 40 years old. I've never had a gymnastics class. So do you think I should start there? Frank, I get nothing. On the other end, it's just silence.
Even after she knew I was kidding.
You should tape that.
Come on. And I did take the class and I did really well.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Madison and 92.7 WMDX, both weird in the best way.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the final hour of the Tom Hartman Program. I'm really excited to have on the line my friend, the amazing songwriter, singer-songwriter, just all-around artiste, Brock Butler. Brock, how you doing?
I'm great, Alex. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Forgot how hard 3 hours of live radio is, but you get back into it. We've had a great discussion so far with our callers, with Ryan Grimm from Drop Site News. There's a lot of bad news, Brock. A lot of people are afraid. And I try to bring a message of I understand that, and the solution is solidarity. And you and I go way back with that shared understanding. But something I also wanted to talk to you about is the importance of joy in the fight against autocracy and the billionaires controlling every aspect of our lives. Something that I believe strongly in is that the most powerful form of anti-fascism that one can take is authentic joy. And so I want to talk to you about a lot of things, but just as a singer-songwriter, how do you see yourself in these times, these tumultuous times?
Well, I think when it comes to my personal songwriting, it's never really had overt political messages in the lyrics. And it's always been my hope that art, music, or things like this that can be a neutral ground help. You know, it happens often enough where I share my opinions on my socials, and if somebody's responding, if the topic is, let's say, censorship from Bondi, for example, they usually lead with, you know, like, hey, man, I want to tell you I love your music, or something I've done has mattered to them along the way. And I feel like that's a helpful bridge to engage in a conversation, because it kind of sets the tone of neutral ground to have the difficult political chats with people. And by writing about broader themes like joy and even the actual music itself, I always hope that it has a meditative kind of comforting or relaxing quality to it.
And a bringing together, right? I mean, that's absolutely what I think is so magical about art and music. is its ability to bring people together. And in a time where I think a handful of people are spending enormous amounts of money ripping us apart, and the power and importance of music and art, that, again, it doesn't, you know, I understand it. Maybe some, there's protest art and protest music, but
sure.
Music that is joyful actually serves an almost deeper, more profound or works on a more profound level of bringing people together. And I just,
absolutely.
I want you to speak to that.
Well, I think when you make it broadly speaking, so if it's not protest music or protest art, that has a very specific context where, you know, by design, it's going to be to the dismay of some folks, that if you don't have anything like that in mind with your music and just broadly that you want it to bring joy, you want it to make people happy, to make them dance, you know, any of the positives that I get from, you know, listening to all the music I love, it transcends kind of being boxed in by external cultural issues or political issues. And that's something I've always loved about it, that it's really for anybody, for everybody, and to try not to, you know, turn people off just by the premise of it. And that, of course, takes finesse to put that into the music itself. And then, of course, in the age of being a content creator as much as a musician, because if you want to have yourself out there and keep up, it's pretty necessary. And then you have to make the choices of, do you want to discuss politics or anything like that, or just keep it to just the music. And for the most part, I've tried to do that in how I engage with people on social media as well. I try to think, what am I in a position to provide that only I can do, and that everybody would presumably get a smile from it or enjoy it. And that ends up being, excuse me, discussing. I love talking about movies, books that I'm reading, photos of Kingsley, my Chorky, who's adorable. And I have yet to come across
Absolutely.
Anybody that didn't brighten their day. And pretty much try to predominantly make it about joyful things. Now, every now and again, I will have to, or I'll feel compelled to discuss certain political matters.
So I want to, like, answer a question that maybe some of the listeners of why I wanted to have you on, Brock. And I think a lot of people talk to me because it's difficult right now. So they want, you know, oh, I want you to say everything's going to be okay. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going to, because things are really bad. There's an enormous amount of horrible going on. And very specifically, your music helps me find my joy, keep my joy. Perpetual Groove, the Brock Butler Band, your solo projects, following along your adventures with Kingsley. These are ways that I find joy that really help me when I am facing what I think is some really difficult things, like fighting against, you know, people losing healthcare. I know that means that people are going to die. We all face difficulty in our lives. And one of the ways that I believe the billionaire class gets people to withdraw so that they can increase their power is by stealing our joy. And so I wanted to bring you on, and we're going to go to a break. I'm hoping that you can stick with me through the break. I wanted to bring you on to talk about that. But also, I wanted to talk about the difficulties of being an artist in these times. Like, the corporate consolidation of the billionaire class is also aimed at eliminating the ability of independent artists, or making it incredibly difficult for artists to make a living creating art and bringing joy to people.
Well, I'm here, brother, and would love to talk about all these things. Let's do it.
We're going to take more of your calls at 202-808-9925. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Give us a call, 202-808-9925.
So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to Zepa, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name, Tom, that's T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting Zepa.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, Zepa's Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
What is a commercial? It's a message delivered to the people, in this instance through your radio speakers, into your ears. Why, it's like a movie for your brain. This radio commercial is directed to the business community. If you want to reach more customers, you should be using WMDX Radio. It's that simple. Just email sales at WMDXradio.com and let our crack sales team show you how to make your business grow with the number one medium known to humankind, the radio commercial on WMDX. Long may you wave.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles, and that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartman Program. I'm Alex Lawson. Still with us on the line is my good friend Brock Butler, singer-songwriter. His band's Perpetual Groove, the Brock Butler Band. And Brock, I wanted to move sort of in this direction of, you know, just giving people the antidote to fascism as joy and solidarity. Through the difficulties of being a working musician. And I want to sort of bring it home right now in that what, you know, I've never gone to a theater and then watched the CEO of Ticketmaster on stage being rich, being like, yeah, right? It's your labor. It's your art that bring, and people are profiting off of it massively. And so the consolidation in the entertainment world, it's the same villain that we see across everything. Workers, labor, create the value. And the billionaires steal that value. And the way that we fight against that is finding people, artists, truth tellers, and supporting them directly, like the Tom Hartman Program, Drop Site News, your band, whatever people find that they can support, and that we need to create new systems as the billionaires are consolidating and trying to control everything that we consume. So I want to sort of leave the last thought to you. It is if you had chosen not to be an artist, musician, you know, the world would be a less joyful place. And I it hurts that people would be making that decision right now, but it makes sense. It's very difficult.
Oh, sure. You even see it. There's a number of legacy bands that I would make the case were very successful. And even to look at the optics of it, like other being in a different band and looking like, oh man, they've got a great business model. They're playing bigger and bigger rooms and lights and all this. And some of them are even calling it a day. It's just so difficult to be in a business where you're traveling and there's so many costs that are constantly fluctuating. And as far as the joy of why I do it, when I reached out to you a little ways back and asked you how I could contribute, that, you know, I feel like you're out there on the front lines and working so hard, and that I'm, you know, as I sit on my recliner with Kingsley in my lap, I wonder if I'm not meeting the moment. And then when you elaborated on that, the music itself was a way that you liked to unwind at the end of the day, that it was medicinal in that way. That made me feel a lot better about, you know, if I'm not making protest art and I'm not putting my boots on the ground, what are my options to try to be a positive influence and maybe provoke change to better things? And it's really overwhelming, like when you compare the, broadly speaking, the billionaire class, it's kind of the same energy where you see that they're going to cut something, you know, funding for this or funding for that, cut Medicare, cut Medicaid, and then in the same breath talk about some gaudy, unnecessary ballroom and the price tag that comes with it. So not only are they saying they can't afford to do this or that, but we can afford to do this. It's a similar energy to when you look at the analytics of your music on Spotify or a streamer like that, and you know what that guy is worth, you know, billions and billions, and then you see the revenue, such as it is, on the amount of streams. It's very, very pronounced, the disparity, and that, you know, he could still be a billionaire and a whole ton of musicians' quality of life could improve drastically, and he would never miss the money to make significant improvements in probably hundreds of thousands of artists' lives if you wanted to. And
That's exactly right.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how to work around that. You know, the level of success I have as an artist, as far as like my platform, isn't really significant in size or reach, but I don't really think that should even be taken into account if you're considering what you want to stand for and causes that you want to support. So while I don't know if I could make any difference really, but I still think that's every reason to continue to try.
That's exactly, Brock, what I wanted to talk about. It's that it's the same battle. It's the same fight. The billionaires are doing the same thing, exploiting the workers. And in the cultural class, it's the same exact thing. Paying the musicians who produce the music and art pennies so that they can make billions. And what we need to do is understand that we allow that system to exist. And we all can do our part, not all the same. That's the part I wanted to really focus in on. All of us can do our part. Not everyone can do everything. No one can do everything. But as long as we share the vision of the society we want to create, more joy, more artists, more music, that is the choice that we can make. Brock Butler, thank you so much for joining us on the Tom Hartman program. Everybody should go.
Alex, I love you. I love you, buddy. And deal me in on all of that stuff. Thank you so much for having me. And it's always great to talk to you, my friend.
Tom Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
Give us a call. We're going to close out the show taking your calls. 202-808-9925. I'm Alex Lawson. You're listening to the Tom Hartman program.
The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers try to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws, quote, obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that is essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by retired U.S. Army Special Forces Green Beret Lieutenant Anthony Aguilar. He is a whistleblower. We discuss some of the chaos in Gaza. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Data shows while Wisconsin's population is growing, the Madison area is booming. We've got about 6,033,000 people living here in the Badger State. That's about 2% more than 5 years ago. But here in the capital city, the Department of Administration estimates our population is 296,000 people, or close to cracking 300,000. And in just 5 years, our population has grown nearly 8%. And Dane County as a whole is growing more than any other in Wisconsin. The county has almost 9% more people than it did in 2020. And three of the top 10 fastest growing municipalities in the state are here in Dane County. Cottage Grove ranks third, Verona comes in seventh, and Windsor ranks 10th. The data drives home how housing should continue to be a priority. Madison City and Dane County officials have set a goal to build 15,000 new homes by 2030. They say that's what we need to keep up with the surge in population. 1,600 new homes have been built since the start of this year, and another 5,000 are currently under construction. And last night, city officials introduced new housing initiatives. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway.
There are a series of small changes that can be made in our zoning codes to make them more efficient and to provide more flexibility to home builders and to homeowners.
The plan would allow for taller buildings, adjust lot size requirements so there can be more single and two-family homes in the same space, and lets people add two backyard units to their lots. These plans have wide support from the Common Council. Earlier this year, Alders passed the first round of housing changes to allow duplexes citywide and allow property owners to build those backyard units. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Mostly sunny and stuck in the heat. High temperatures today still soar to the mid-80s. And tonight, clouds start to increase with a chance of showers through the overnight and possibly early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, we'll have a dry afternoon, more clouds, and slightly cooler. High scrape 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Kira Sabin, positive psychology midlife coach.
People cannot take away our joy. When I spend time with people I love, putting my time and energy in things that I love that I think are important, not much has really changed. If you are worried about LGBTQIA plus rights, go volunteer at that organization.
You know you're moving the cause forward, and that's great for our mental health.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Capital Times writer Victoria Davis, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens joins us to update us on everything Wisconsin sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's GETNATIVEPATH.com/Hartman. Back, folks, just getting the hang of this, and now it's almost time to go, so I'm going to take as many calls as I can, starting with my good friends in Montana, Andrea and Tiana, calling in from Montana, watching on Free Speech TV. Andrea and Tiana, you're on the line.
Hi, Alex. It's good to see you.
Great.
Hi,
to
Alex.
Talk to you.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you, Brock. I just wanted to raise awareness about what happened at Whitefish Border Patrol in Whitefish, Montana, a few days ago. Two people, Louisa and Fergie, were taken into ICE's custody. They are now in an ICE detention facility in Texas, and three peaceful protesters were arrested, and since then, two of them have been bailed out. And that's what I intended to raise awareness about today specifically.
Thank you so much for calling in and letting us know. And I think it's important for people to understand. That's why it's so important for people to be organized. When people stand up against state violence, which, let's be clear, that's what the ICE terror is. It's state violence directed at people. You know, in Washington, D.C., where I am, you have military on the street. You have ICE and other federal officers basically arresting DoorDash drivers and laborers at Home Depot. You know, this is not going after criminals. This is going after people who are just trying to do a job that are purposely broken immigration system incentivizes people to come to this country. And what we need to do is fix the entire system, not a reign of terror on peaceful working people. But when people stand up against state violence, there are repercussions. And it's why it's important that people are organized, they're plugged into groups, legal aid, legal help, and are understand the implications of what standing against state violence means. It's why everybody can't do everything, but my hats are always off to those who are willing to put their bodies on the line to stand against state violence being perpetrated on our neighbors. So thank you for letting us know about what ICE is doing across this country, and not just, you know, in Washington, D.C., but in every nook and cranny of this country out into Montana and beyond. I'm going to go to Michael, listening on XM in New York. Michael, you are on the line.
Hey, Alex, greetings. I'm going to try to be as calm as I can, especially since I am at work, but I don't face any problems whatsoever. And the thing is that how dare this administration, I can't even call it an administration, it's a corrupt, organized criminal organization, right? They're using Charlie Kirk's death and murder. I mean, we have said it is an injustice and a crime of what happened to the guy, no matter how despicable one might find him, okay, due to his rhetoric. But the ultimate cause of his death and the one ultimately responsible is Donald Trump for creating and pushing this culture of hate and violence. And always with the guns, the guy is on record, the guy meaning Trump, on record saying, I'm not doing anything about gun control, gun safety reform. I'm a big fan and advocate of the Second Amendment. And make him eat the words which could have led this killer to commit the crime when Trump said to his followers, if there's something you don't like, you have your Second Amendment remedies. A former President Joe Biden hit the nail on the head when he said words matter. So now you got people that are speaking the truth and exposing the hypocrisy. And that's all Jimmy Kimmel did, was expose the fraud of Donald Trump. And he was asked, how is he dealing with Kirk's death? And then he wants to go into decorative stuff and all that. So the thing is, I would suggest Mr. Kimmel and perhaps Mr. Colbert and anyone else initiate a class action lawsuit, not just as a government, not just the entire GOP party, but name the individuals that created this. Trump, J.D. Vance, Nancy Mace, and any other stinking Republican that has called for people to be fired that speak out. And speaking out on the truth, there is Democrat that is vouching for or celebrating Kirk's death. We've been consistent. So stop it already.
Thank you, Michael, for that. You know, I think that the person who's responsible for the heinous murder of Charlie Kirk is the gunman. But I also do believe that we have a culture of violence. And we have the ease of getting guns in this country is unique. And guns are definitely part of the problem. We need to have policies that address that. And also to your point on extreme rhetoric. You know, I really urge that people listen to the statements right after the despicable murder of Charlie Kirk. You had elected Democrats who were vociferously decrying the violence and asking for people to turn down the temperature. And before any facts were known, you had the most powerful person on the planet out there ascribing a motive to this individual and then using that to push forward an agenda that he had long laid out, which was the silencing of his potential critics and people he just doesn't like. So I think, again, what we are looking at is a system where billionaires on top of the gun manufacturers profit greatly off of chaos and carnage and use that money to ensure that we don't look to other countries and be like, hey, why doesn't this similarly, a peer country with similar demographics, why don't they have the extreme levels of violence and school shootings and these uniquely American issues? And the answer is because they don't have our uniquely American problem of ease of access to guns. And so we're talking about common sense regulations that are blocked time and time again by Republicans doing the bidding of gun manufacturers washed through the NRA. And I think that it is important that people understand that So thank you, Michael, for your call. I'm going to go to Phil, listening on KPFK in California. Phil, you're on the line. And
Alex,
we only got a couple
you?
Minutes.
Okay, real quick, as a former architect, here's the big problem. And I'm reaching out to your listeners. You've lost your mom-and-pop mentality in your community. Mom-and-pop retail, mom-and-pop stores, little cafes. Now it's all corporate. And right now on the street with the e-bike, that's the solution. We need to be riding our bikes. You'll have to open up more cafes. And I can help. I have a food company called Power Pancake. It's $10,000. You can set up a little mom-and-pop store. Then you have the community working there and talking to each other. And you're making the food better. When you ride a bike, you're disconnected from oil, and that's it.
Phil, thank you so much for your call. I think that the need to build community is absolutely at the core of any of our solutions. When I say get organized, what that means is connecting with your neighbors and people around you and understanding that you are not alone. And the billionaires profit greatly by isolating us, making us afraid, making us feel like we're all on our own.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
But we're not on our own, and that's why I invite you to give me a call, 202-808-9925, here on the Tom Hartman program. I'm Alex Lawson, looking forward to talking with you.
I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and defuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
Buying a home is kind of like eating pistachios. Some are easy to open, some take a little work, and every once in a while, you get a tough one that makes you question your life choices. That's where we come in. At Aaron Weber Group, we crack open the market and find you the perfect home. Whether you're looking for a cozy starter home or a mansion with a snack pantry big enough for a lifetime supply of pistachios, we've got you covered. Call Aaron Weber Group at Powered by Compass today. We'll help you find a home that's nothing but perfect.
Get ready, Madison. El Sazon Jarocho is now open on Plaza Drive. Five-star authentic Mexican cuisine. Fresh, homemade, and the best prices in town. See why one review said, best tacos I've ever had in my life. El Sazon Jarocho. You won't leave hungry, just happy.
Lace up your sneakers, Wisconsin. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is coming to Madison on October 5th. Walk with WMDX in honor of someone you love and help us move closer to a cure. Registration is free and easy. Start or join a team today at alz.org/walk.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with the county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself. Don't be a victim. Protect your home equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom.
And we're back, folks. The home stretch. I'm going to try my hardest to get through as many calls as possible. Let's go. Charles on XM in Florida. Charles, you're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing?
Great. Thanks for calling.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay, great. Well, I think you're doing a good job. I missed time, but you're doing good. I've listened to you over the years. My thing is this. They wanted to warn Charlie Kirk, but I remember when Obama was president that every night on Fox News they were begging people to stop worrying about political correctness. It had no place in our society anymore or whatever they were preaching. And now they want you to bow down to their hero. But the reason I called in today was because, you know, I'm more than upset. I'm more than offended by what's happened to Jimmy Kimmel. And I just think part of it, hey, I mean, are we looking at what's really going on? It's a monopoly. We have too much of a monopoly of corporations that want to own everything and basically they're willing to sacrifice, our freedoms. Because if you think about it like democracy, but if you think about it like this, who is standing up to Trump? Who is standing up to this authoritarianism? And it's no one. I mean, it's no corporation that's doing that. But they're also enjoying great tax rates. So I think, if we want to vote, we ought to have Democrats that's willing to put it on the line and say, no, we're going to pull back these tax rates from these major corporations. And we also want to break them up. We need more competition. People need better pricing. People need a better chance to have a voice in their government. And we're drowned out by Citizens United. We're drowned out by millions of dollars. And I think, The reason why we're at this level as well is because we have too many Democrats that's also interested in getting a payday from these corporations. And, you know, we need to pick our leaders more better.
Charles, thank you so much for the call. I couldn't agree more that the problem is consolidated money power. It is the same issue over and over and over again. The billionaires cannot stop. They don't have the ability to say that's enough. They just keep going until they have everything and there's nothing left for the people. And that is the only remedy for that is for the people to stand up and force the government to act in the people's interests, to break up monopolies, to stop mergers. But what we just saw with the firing of Jimmy Kimmel is corporations are willing to do whatever they're told in order to further the consolidation and their monopoly power. And the ability for them to spend unlimited money in politics is absolutely at the root of that. And so we do need to be clear-eyed in seeing exactly what's happening. And I tried to tell a coherent story today that showed that in all aspects of our lives, we're faced with the same story over and over and over again. And if you read Western history, you'll see it going back thousands of years. It's the same thing. Are we going to create a society, a country, a world that operates for the benefit of the few or of the many? I've only got 1 minute left. Gary on the Tom Hartman app. We've only got a minute. So real quickly, Gary, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. I think that what we should do, this is about Charlie Kirk. So I think we should give Charlie's death a little honor, and that we should honor his wish to release in the entirety the Epstein files. I think we should say, this is what Charlie wanted. Let's honor his death by releasing the entirety of the Epstein files.
Gary, thank you so much. It only takes one Republican vote, one vote right now, one Republican votes on the discharge petition, and the Epstein files are released. Let's honor the wishes of the majority of the American people as well. Everybody wants to get this great evil exposed to the sunlight, and all it takes is one more Republican vote. Thank you so much for joining me, Alex Lawson, filling in for Tom Hartman. Don't worry, he's coming right back. It's been my great pleasure and honor hosting the Tom Hartman program and speaking with all of you. Talk soon.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religion.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax. But the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Trump administration has asked the Supreme Court to review a lower court's ruling blocking the president from firing a Federal Reserve Board governor.
The administration says the president's decision to remove Lisa Cook for cause can't be subject to judicial review, that would amount to the court's micromanaging his core constitutional powers. Cook has denied any wrongdoing, calling the allegations of mortgage fraud unsubstantiated. But the administration's petition to the high court says she has refused to explain the apparent misrepresentations on her mortgage applications, and as a result, the president can reasonably determine that she shouldn't serve on the board of the Fed.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. President Trump capping his state visit in the UK with a meeting with Britain's prime minister, both leaders expressing disappointment in Russia's leader for continued strikes in Ukraine. A CDC advisory vaccine panel set to vote on vaccine schedules for children over the next 2 days. It includes COVID-19 vaccine access. This is ABC News.